Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
I know we switched things around on you a little bit today, didn't we? It's a Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio on a return visit from CCI Greenheart is the regional manager for the company, Nancy Stubbs, and we're going to talk about what CCI Greenheart is. Also in studio is our own Laura Kennard, and she is usually here on Monday, and she's here on a Friday, which has really got us all messed up. And Arthur Poupier is here with us, and he is a foreign exchange student from, of course, France. Welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us, what is CCI Greenheart so we can reaffirm everybody and get them up to speed?
We work with foreign exchange students who choose, these are high school level students, and they choose to come to our country to generally study for a semester or a year. And an extension of that program for those who cannot come for the school semester or the school year, we have an independent homestay program, and Arthur is part of the independent homestay program. So he is here for 7 weeks, and he is living with the Kennards and having a host family experience with them and experiencing what American life is all about.
I can understand that. Laura, this is your first time to do something like this, isn't it?
It is.
And so how did you get roped into this?
You know, a couple of years ago, the great Iowa Pet Expo with Kathy Erickson, sure, who's been on the show before, has booths. Primarily a lot of people with pet products. But Nancy had the thought that there's people with pets and families that come to that show. Why not have a booth there to be able to introduce CCI Greenheart to people in the area?
Oh, how neat.
It's a good show. And she typically brings with her some of the students that are participating in the program. And they were walking around, speaking with people and handing out information. And I actually originally met one of the students, and then I went over to the booth. And for a couple years now, it's been simmering in the back of my mind that maybe when the time was right, I would do that. And Nancy called and said, you know, we have someone that doesn't have a home yet for the summer, and it would be really great if you could do that. And so after thoughtful consideration and crowdsourcing the many things that we could do, sure, in Des Moines, in the Midwest, in Iowa, we felt like we could keep him excited, entertained, and having fun over the summer.
Well, let's at least introduce him so that people can hear your exchange student.
Yes.
Also a product of CCI Greenheart. Yes. And his name is Arthur Poupier, and welcome.
Thank you.
Come right up to the microphone. There you go. Excellent. You're from Le Mans?
Yeah.
And how, are you learning things here?
I think, but it's me. I don't really know.
You don't know much English?
Yeah.
Right? But you're learning, right?
Yeah.
And your mama is a teacher?
Yeah.
And your father is he's involved in counseling work, I understand.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Is it much warmer here? Hot? The temperature?
Yeah, in France, no, I think it's rainy.
In France, it's raining?
In my city.
In your city. Very nice. Well, it's not raining here, and you're in for a great time, because 7 weeks to spend away from home is a long time, isn't it, Nancy?
It is, but the kids that choose to do this prepare themselves, and we try to orient them well, and so the time actually goes so quickly. I don't have a lot of students who complain of homesickness.
Sure. I wouldn't think so. When students enroll in CCI Greenheart from overseas, and you have from how many countries?
Probably 60, but the kids that come in the summer, we have more like 5 or 6 countries.
Okay. And are generally the same countries from time to time?
In the summer, yes.
Yeah,
we have
summer.
France, Belgium, a few that come from Asian countries. We have quite a few that come from Italy and a few that come from Germany. And then in the school year, we have about 60 countries. So all over South America, Europe, East Europe, Central Asia.
That's fascinating.
And the, you know, the east of Asia, absolutely.
I know that, you know, we have not ever hosted a foreign exchange student, but our son has taken part in, he was in Israel for something that's called Birthright. And that's an experience where you go and you just live there for weeks. And it was quite an eye-opening experience for that young man when he was, I think, maybe 17, 18 years old, something like that, and enjoyed the heck out of it. And traveling, wouldn't you agree, Laura, traveling around and seeing how other cultures relate to various things is important for the growth of an individual?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've done some traveling I haven't been to Europe, actually, been to Asia, Mexico, South America primarily, and I know that there were things that I think if you don't go out and experience the rest of the world, you just, it completely changes your perspective on things to visit somewhere else. And I, hopefully, there's a perspective to be gained about America also for families, for students that come here.
Well, and that's what's so great about this program, because so many people can't afford or don't have the time to go overseas. And this is a way to bring overseas to you, and you learn those same things about the culture.
Got it.
In your own home.
So I have to turn this back to Laura, because I'm really curious. What are you feeding Artur?
Oh, so I was worried.
I bet you were worried.
I was worried.
What do we do? Hot dogs, hamburgers?
He eats a lot of the same things, actually, that we eat here. So that's one of the things that we learn. I had some perspectives about everyone sits around the dinner table and they eat French bread and have wine.
And cheese.
Really, that's not the case, because they eat a variety of things just like here, and it's not that different.
You're taking the romance out of this for me.
I know.
What I'm thinking is a nice glass of red wine, you know, a little a baguette.
Yeah.
And
so we were able to throw some stereotypes out the window. And he's really been able to teach us a lot about what life is like in France as well. And, of course, we were already making plans to
go to
France and visit him. But it's been wonderful.
You know, Nancy, that's another side thing, isn't it? Because Laura just said that, you know, they would now like to take that trip over there. And what a great cultural exchange that is for the adults then to follow Artur back to France to be able to experience their hospitality.
That's exactly right. I have so many host families who go and visit their student and their students' families in their home countries. And I'm telling you, you've never seen a country until you see it from the eyes of a local.
I
hope you get to do that. And Arthur, I really appreciate that your family would be willing to host Laura and parts of her family that would go and visit you. That's really very cool.
And he's thinking to himself right now, he's going, I'm not so sure about this. Our 7 weeks are not up yet. Any other surprises, Laura? What's it? Well, I mean, young man, he's 16, yes?
Yes.
And this is the first time you've had a 16? Well, no, not really.
I have boys.
That's
all sons. So having a young guy in the house, although we haven't had a 16-year-old for a while, we have a 7-year-old and we have 20-something. So it's been nice to have a teenager again in the home. And it's clear that he's been, his mom has taught him a lot of stuff, and dad about coming and being respectful, and I think that a lot of the students are very prepared to come and, you know, be polite.
Nancy, that preparation for CCI Greenheart, is that something that takes place with your, not only your host families, because you got to get them up to speed on what to expect, but also some of the students that are coming here?
All of our students, particularly the ones that go to school, are oriented in their own country, in their own language, and then they are oriented again when they get here. Mm. And we also do an orientation for host families. And then we're available to them all the time. I mean, I'm always answering my phone, trying to help families navigate really pretty much just simple cultural issues that they just didn't expect.
That must be a fascinating job.
Yeah, it really is. It's I've traveled extensively. I've been to 41 countries. And so my cultural experience helps a lot, because I understand a lot of times if there is a disconnect, I understand where that disconnect is. But the incredible thing is that families in America are so generous, and these kids are very respectful most of the time, and they come here and they become like long lost cousins is what I think they become like.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my families thank me for this experience. They're a little scared coming into the gate like Laura was, because there's a lot of unknowns.
Oh, sure.
And I try very hard to make sure that they know how to navigate those unknowns.
And when you're picking host families, I suspect that there are several qualifications that you require. I mean, do they have to have other children in the house? Or
no, I have had host families that are in their late 20s, so you can be 26.
Really?
And be a host family if you have an extra bedroom. And I have had host families in their 70s, and those students that have been, you know, in their homes usually call them grandma and grandpa, and we match them with like interests. So one of the girls that I placed in a home of some older adults, the woman had been a piano teacher for 40 years, and the girl loved the piano. So they spent a lot of time on the piano that year and had a wonderful time, because the kids get very involved in their high schools when they're here during the school year.
Yeah. Laura, you wanted to say a couple of things that you had jotted down, and
yeah,
I want to make sure we get that done.
To mention that, you know, a lot of people said, why would anyone want to come to Des Moines or the Midwest when they're coming from another country, as opposed to LA or New York or, you know, the typical places? And
because we're more real.
Well, Arthur specifically mentioned that he didn't want to be at a place that was really touristy. He wanted to be somewhere where he could just live life. But he did research Des Moines, and we have all these fabulous articles about Des Moines. So he had a pretty good perspective that Des Moines has a lot of cool stuff going on. And so that it was kind of neat that we have so much PR around Des Moines recently. And we've been able to take him on a tour of restaurants and all sorts of the East Village and just all sorts of things.
Very nice.
Actually, if you want to follow our journey, hashtag Arthur's Summer, and it's on Instagram and it's on Twitter and Facebook, and you can see some of the businesses and some of the places we went, not only in Iowa, but we also went to four neighboring Midwest states while he was here. So.
Wouldn't you know it, the queen of social media would have something being followed. It's hashtag
Arthur's Summer. And so
Arthur's,
it's two S's
summer.
In the middle. Arthur's plural summer. Yes.
Very nice. Yeah. Excellent. Well, all right. Congratulations, guys. Sounds like a great time. And we will have links to the CCI Greenheart website so that people can check that out a little bit. You're always looking, I'm sure, for host families.
Always looking for host families. And I'm so grateful for Laura for taking this journey, because she could have said no and she didn't.
All right. Arthur, welcome again. Grateful that you are here.
Thank you.
I hope that you have a wonderful summer.
Yeah, it's a very cool and fun summer for me.
I would imagine it is.
Yeah.
Say hello to your mother and father for us, would you? All right. Thank you so much. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because, we've got Cheryl coming up, right? Cheryl Tessier with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines coming up next. She's got all kinds of things for you to do this weekend into next. And you know what? It's also her birthday week. That's right. Can you imagine the queen of party on her birthday? What has she got cooked up for you? We'll find out when we come back on the Business News Hour for Friday. I know you think I'm like the others before.